Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are we all? And welcome to another TC Talks podcast. And we're here on a Tuesday. And tonight we're going to talk about your backlog. Now, we're not talking about your indigestion problems or constipation. We're talking about your gaming backlogs, which could quite easily be full of shit. But as always, I'm joined by my flanking members, if I that way. So obviously, Stewpot, how are you doing? You well, mate?
Oh, not too bad. I feel like winter is coming, which is quite nice. It's certainly getting darker earlier and whatnot. I feel like I want to hibernate, but then hibernate with games. You know?
Hibernate with games,
yeah.
I like it. I mean, yeah. It's a bit antisocial, but it's fine. We'll take that. Yeah. And we've got Jamond down the bomb. How you doing, Jay?
I'm all right, thank you. I forgot to mention, actually, as well, that I'm on call, so I might, if I disappear, hopefully I won't disappear. But
I was going to say, have you got your little sign ready?
Yeah, I do, actually. My little background that says
background.
I've disappeared, but hopefully I won't get called out.
Well, yeah, we'll see. And then, obviously, down in the bottom corner, we've got Pikachu there again for another week.
Yep.
It's a sad little spot for the... third person on the pod.
Fourth.
Maybe one day we'll get a third person again.
Fourth.
Yeah.
Three other than you.
So that's maths was never my strong point, especially not without a calculator. So evening, everybody in the chat. We have Lieutenant Hogchops. Tristan is in the chat. Aaron's in the chat, and everybody's in the chat. And my God, my camera has just gone humongous.
Has it done that again?
I'm literally massive. Yeah, I'm literally
Why does it do that? I don't understand.
Am I accidentally dragging it?
I might just sit like this for the rest of the pod. How's that?
I might do the same just to confuse people. Just so I'm sat in the corner of my.
Yeah, just sat in the corner of your screen. But anyway, what are we talking about this week? When was the last time we did this? Was it last week?
No, week before.
Week before?
Warcraft episode.
Oh, it was. It was the WoW.
That's why we had a week off.
Yeah, we had to.
Yeah, it was a lot going on.
We were talking about WoW quite a lot.
Wow.
Big heed, feeling massive. Yeah. Anyway, what have you been up to this week, chaps? Anything good? What, I'll tell you what, this is a game we usually play with my daughter, and we haven't seen her for a while. Name one good thing that's happened this week. Just
one. I made from scratch custard slices.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking
would have been gluten-free?
Gluten-free and vegetarian, finally, too. So Dan can have some.
Are we talking where it's pastry, that custardy stuff?
Pastry icing.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely.
And I made I just done pure plain icing.
See, Jane knew what that was.
I was going to, but I was like, nah, I haven't had one for such a long time. Classic. But I did make the custard from scratch as well.
Lovely.
From scratch or with the powder?
With a little bit of powder, but the rest
so it's not from scratch, right? Everybody, just ignore everything that Stu's just said. It's not from scratch. He's just lied to you all.
He's literally lied to you.
Aaron, thanks for the follow there, buddy.
Gelatin alternative. That was interesting.
Well, Bryce snuck in there as well a bit earlier as well. Yeah.
All these people are gonna unfollow now, though. After
I know,
the
right?
Custard lies.
Yeah, the custard lies.
A little bit of powder in it.
Hashtag custard lies on Twitter.
Just like a night out in the port. Just a little powder.
What, a night out where?
In the port. Newport. Don't ever go out to Newport, trust me. Jesus Christ.
I mean, not if they don't make their own custard, I'm not.
I know. So just a little powder.
Custard gate, exactly, right? How about you, Jay? One good thing that's happened this week.
One good thing that I got distracted by all the custard talk.
So you wasn't prepped.
I was not prepared for this. However, I don't know if it's a good thing, but I've been enjoying Outer Worlds. I've been playing that on, thanks to one of our favourite services. I won't mention the name here.
Game Pass.
but it's, yeah, played a bit of that last night. Finished an area that I was working on.
Excellent.
Good game. Good game. But it's,
contrary to contrary to the belief of other people on the team. It's
yeah,
a good game.
Yeah. It seems like quite a polarizing game, I must say. Hates it.
she does.
I think,
and not just because it's first person and it makes her gip.
I think it's good.
So, and then the other side of this story is, Stu, one bad thing that's happened this week. Obviously, you got called out for not making custard from scratch. That's the bad thing.
Pretty much from scratch. That corn flour just takes ages to get thick. You know? You like this for an hour.
Look, if something's worth making, it's worth doing properly.
Just use an electric whisk.
Yeah.
Don't have one. Next time I will invest in one of them, to be fair.
So that's why Stu's wearing a sleeved top today, because he's got one massive hench arm.
Humongous form it.
And one weedy one.
The doctors haven't sorted out my prescription, so I'm going to be 5 days without any medication. So that should be fun.
How are you feeling now? Are you starting to see things?
Yeah, my blood sugar's a bit high, and my hernia's playing up. We'll see how it goes by Friday when I can actually get some tablets. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
Brian in the chat, can you hear Attack on Titan in the background? I'm not sure, but if you click on that link, if you scroll up, there's it says now playing Ascension by Carly N, A Miracle of Sound. It may well be, but I don't know.
It's not Attack on Titan.
No. But yeah, well, you know, maybe you should play some Phasmophobia, Stu. That'll help, won't it? If you're...
God, that game.
moving on to Jay. Come on, one bad thing.
Oh, it's a work week, isn't it? I'm on
obviously.
Call this week. I've already mentioned that, so I suppose that's my bad thing. Being on call, because I'm like alert 24/7. I can get called in the middle of the night. So it just, I don't rest well when I'm on call.
I don't suppose you can though, can you? Like, because you can't really go into a deep sleep if you do sleep, because you almost need to be like, bang.
I remember
on
when
the computer.
When I first
stopping
did
those
it.
Thermonuclear war, you know.
It's not quite that advanced. Yeah, when I first signed up a few years ago now, I think the very first week I was on it, I was just like this in bed all night, just wide eyed, going.
Yeah.
Is that my phone? Was that my phone? Did my phone just... Let me just check my phone's on. My phone's on.
Yeah, is that my phone? Is that my phone? No, yeah. No, it's the cats. No, it's the cats. Yeah.
So it's that that unnecessary alertness I must have for the rest of the week. But
yeah.
Then that's followed by another good thing, because it's next-gen week next week.
Well, I mean, it is if you're buying an Xbox. And possibly if you're buying a PlayStation, but we'll get into the news on that later. Do you know what? Let's move swiftly onto the news. I think we need to move onto the news. Anyway, my good thing, I'm doing a podcast with you. My bad thing, I'm doing a podcast with you.
That makes exactly sense.
Yeah.
News time.
Okay, news time.
Yes. So the big news, big news, massive news. This is humongous.
How big?
November
is it big
23rd.
News?
Shadowlands is coming out.
We don't care. Nobody cares.
So that's that's another next gen, but it's a World of Warcraft next gen.
Yeah, it's actually broken all pre-order records for previous expansions too, which is quite something to be fair. So there's a lot of new people joining World of Warcraft. And it's 16 years old as well this month. 16 years old. 2 more years and they're legally allowed to drink. but I'm sure it's already down the park anyway.
But not at Newport or whatever you said.
Oh no, that was like legal 6 years ago.
is there custard in Shadowlands?
I don't know. I should find some.
Perhaps. It's probably pre-made, isn't it?
Probably, yeah. It's probably a rune of
pre-made custard.
Birds make custard, don't they? Is that the brand name? Birds?
It is
I think so.
What is this? Thank you for watching. You're using a third-party tool browser. I don't think so.
Is that really?
I'm using Twitch channel with Firefox.
Wow. That's a nice little update for you there.
Yeah, add one of one. One of two. That's interesting.
I like it.
Because they can't see us right now, I guess. Unless they're on your channel.
What's the what? What are you on about? Have we lost Stu, Jay? Is he just like, is his medication like, caught up
you
with
have
him?
Twitch
or lack thereof? I've got Twitch going on, yeah.
I had two ads come up. And I'm
Really?
Yeah, while we were talking.
I'm not having any ads. None of that business, thank you very much.
No ad shit.
Ad locked it on. So that was a bit interesting.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, so, massive news, Shadowlands, 23rd November.
Well, I wouldn't say massive news, you know.
Massive news.
I wonder if anyone will notice.
Probably not, to be honest. Talk about release it at the worst time of the month that you could potentially release something, like weeks after the next generation of consoles are released.
Pretty sure.
We're going to release an update to an 18, did you say 18 or 16?
16.
Yeah.
Not legal yet.
Yeah. 16 years. That is quite impressive for an online.
That is quite impressive.
16 years.
I can't believe it's taken me 16 years to try it.
I can't believe that's 16 years without Warcraft 4.
Maybe they'll make it and come to Game Pass. I don't know, maybe.
The next one as well. Apparently... this is a weird one. We were talking about this in Discord, actually, Jay. In the last 3 months, Activision Blizzard made $1.2 billion in microtransactions alone.
Did you say 3 months?
In just 3 months, yeah.
Because I was reading earlier today, Pokemon Go has made $1 billion this year. And that's a free game, so that's purely from microtransactions. So, if they've done that in 3 months...
Yeah, most of it was a lot of the Candy Crush stuff and COD microtransactions.
Yeah. Now I know what you mean by we were talking about it earlier. Then.
Yeah.
I was ranting about Candy Crush.
Yeah. You love a bit of Candy Crush, don't you, Jay?
Because I didn't realise, after looking at this article, that they Activision Blizzard owns King, who does
yes.
Candy Crush. Yeah. I was aware of that, see? Well, that was interesting.
There you go.
It's a lot of money. Shows you microtransactions, unfortunately, are sticking around. As long as they don't put them in some sort of thing that would cause controversy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whew.
So, the next news... Dutch judge rules EA that should be
Stu,
fine.
Stu, you ready? Stu, you ready? Oh, he's not getting it, is he? Come on.
Some beautiful segues here.
Yeah. If you just knock him out of the park and you're just like, I don't get it, I don't.
You have to pay to unlock that.
Kind of cool. yeah. The batting out of the park part is the TC Talks podcast DLC.
Yeah.
Subscribe to our only fans.
Yeah. So I will segue into this. So basically, this was a few days ago, though. This was last week. Obviously, we didn't have our pod last week. But yeah, the Dutch basically is fining EA $500K every week. Every week until it removes FIFA loot boxes.
Good. I doubt they'll notice.
only the Netherlands at the moment does have.
Do you know, it's really difficult for me, the whole PAX thing from FIFA, because I don't believe that they are the worst version of like loot boxes, because they're sticker packs. Everything that you open in those packs can be used either in your team or on squad builders or as consumables for your team. So it's never, you're never opening those packs and not benefiting in some way from what you actually open.
No, but I think the argument is that you're, I do agree with that, don't get me wrong. So by UK definition, it's not classed as gambling.
Yeah.
But I think the argument is you're getting a mystery box.
You're
not necessarily getting good value. I think that's the general principle.
But you can get good value. And that's
Rocket League, before they changed it.
Because Rocket League, obviously, they released the crates on Rocket League and you had to buy keys to unlock the crates.
Yeah, and that's also garbage.
See, I don't have any issue with that because, you know, at the end of the day, I knew what I was getting myself into. I think the problem is a lot of people, they don't realise what they're actually doing or opening.
Personally, I just don't like mystery boxes. I'd rather... I'm fine with microtransactions, but let me buy the thing I want.
Yeah, see, I'm a massive fan of, like, the mystery boxes. And I've got boxes and boxes of little shitty things that shows that I do enjoy a loot box and what have you upstairs. And I'm okay with spending, you know, when you go to, like, a Comic-Con and you see the world's most amazing loot boxes, mystery boxes and stuff. I don't mind paying 20 quid because I might get something decent, but I know that I am running that risk of potentially walking away with absolute shit. And I think that's the problem. I think a lot of the people, like you say, you've got no problems with microtransactions, but let you buy that thing.
Yeah,
you can't do that on FIFA. You can't do that on FIFA though, because if you allowed people to have a microtransaction to buy a player, some of these players are worth like 1.2 million coins.
Yeah, and that's
so where do you put the value? Where do you put the value on that? I mean, in like FIFA 17 or something like that, one of the first ultimate teams, I packed Ronaldo in one of my packs, and I actually sold that card for £160. You know, and it's just
like EA.
Where do you put the value? Where do you barrier?
I mean, to be fair, I don't put any value in FIFA.
Well, I know you don't.
But there's this humongous game, and I think that's why they went after him, because it's such a big game, notorious game.
I do understand where they're coming from with like it is gambling because you are getting, you know, you could potentially come away with zero value. But at the same time, like I say, everything in that pack is usable in some way. You're never left with like thinking, well, I can't use that, can't use this, because, you know.
But then there's obviously, we're talking FIFA there, but then some games, it is purely 100% cosmetic stuff.
Well, like NBA 2K, Rocket League is all cosmetic. Yeah. And NBA 2K was probably the worst gambling side of things.
Yeah. That was basically a gambler game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it had a whole subsection of like a one-armed bandit or something.
But I'd rather... See, when I play Fall Guys, it winds me up that the shop only has about three things in it, and then it shuffles every day. So it just puts me off ever playing it. If I could just buy what I wanted and run around as the character I want, I'd be quite happy. And stuff like Siege, I play Siege a lot. One of the most pointless games for skins because it's first person anyway.
You've got to love running around in like all different skins though. You can go and you can buy a specific skin.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's so pointless because you're buying the skin for someone else's enjoyment then because you don't see it.
Well, you see it on that end screen when you know if you win.
If you're not rubbish like I am.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's weird. Yeah, I think we need some rules. I think that's the thing. I think we do need some rules around it so publishers don't take the mickey.
Yeah, for sure. Aaron in the chat said he's an avid FIFA player. The packs are what makes the game. You always gain from any pack you open. And then obviously Tristan said he loves opening FIFA packs. But that's the thing. I think there are some people that will make the most of, like this is FIFA in particular. There are people that will make the most out of everything they get in a pack, but there are others that will literally be just trying to pack big players. And I think that's the people that they're trying to get to with this, especially in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
The Netherlands.
Also, there's no cars in it.
Well, this is true. I mean, why would you have a football on a pitch and no cars?
It's pointless.
Yeah. Moving swiftly on.
If only some games added free things instead of using microtransactions.
I mean, that would be really good, wouldn't it?
I know, yes. Yeah. So, Star Wars Squadrons. It's like we pre-planned this. As getting free earnable Mandalorian loot for your cockpits.
Right. Free.
Free.
From the same company that bought you FIFA.
Completely free.
Yeah. How bizarre is that?
So, yes,
even though after they said that they weren't bringing anything extra to it.
Yeah, I think they're just going to do a lot of these little... They more so, I don't think they're going to do new maps and new stuff like that by the sounds of
it. Baby Yoda, yeah.
Who?
Baby Yoda.
No, I think it's just Star Wars characters they're putting in it.
Yeah.
Not Primark tracksuit bottoms.
But yeah, it's nice to see. Oh, I've had this ad thing again on Twitch. Thank you for watching. Ad one of two.
Really?
Wow. That's brilliant.
It's nice. It's nice of them. This must be part of their new throwing adverts whenever they think there's a down moment in a stream.
Oh, that's what's happening.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I've never seen this before today. It's the first time I've seen this.
Too much chatting and not enough gameplay.
Maybe that's what it is. They can't make money off us. But yes, so free, completely free in Squadrons. That's kind of cool. I need to jump back on Squadrons.
I still need to buy it.
Yeah, you do.
21 quid the other
day. Yeah. Yeah, and it's all... there's a hydrate being... I've been drinking, anyway. And it's all... I'm right in thinking it's all cross-play and cross-progression and all that.
I'm keen to play it a bit more. It'd be nice to get a full squad on.
Do you get a trial of it on EA Play?
Yes.
Because that lands next week, so I can give it a go on that and get started. It
ain't come till December.
To PC, yeah.
Well, I have more than one platform.
Yeah. PS5 games.
Yes, that's
getting...
all my news at the moment, basically.
Yeah, I did note another news piece which I popped in the Discord. A game I've been looking forward to called The Medium, which is out next month, I believe.
It's not, Tristan. It's not getting a next-gen upgrade, from what I can see. Not that it's been confirmed.
That's Squadrons.
Yes, Squadrons, yeah, sorry.
Medium, which is a little horror game by Bloober, I think they're called. They did the Blair Witch and a few others. They have a very cool game coming out that has been refused classification in Australia, which is a shame.
I mean, Pokemon probably got refused classification in Australia, didn't it?
Yeah, too violent. You're enslaving animals. But yeah, it's a shame because that's it's a game that a lot of people are excited for. So I would hazard a guess Australian folks will get some sort of slightly censored version for whatever breached their classification system meaning it got refused. But yeah, that's a game I'm really excited for. I think it's PC and Xbox. It'll probably land on PlayStation at some point. I don't think it's I think it's like a third party. I don't think it's an exclusive thing necessarily. But yeah, it looks pretty good, that game, so hopefully that gets sorted for Australian folk.
What else has been going on? Watch Dogs has been causing a 404 error on Xbox Series X for those sons of bitches One X. So that's quite comical.
One or two people in early release for reviews had it, didn't they? But then it got patched anyway.
Pretty much.
So I don't know where happened there. I had that on a game on my Xbox. I played the remaster of Darksiders.
Yep.
And that did the exact same thing when you got to a certain cutscene about halfway through the game. Just reset the Xbox, which was frustrating. But
excellent. That's what you want.
Yeah, math.
But apart from that, I mean, there's some new consoles getting released in the next couple of weeks.
Don't know where they are.
PC 2.
Yeah, PC PC Part 2.
Yeah, that's where they always want to be.
A rumour going around in the circles with obviously the imminent lockdown is Sony You're apparently about, contemplating...
Are you
well, you are, yeah. Sony
that's
apparently
why they wouldn't
are...
come over to us.
Yeah. Well, no, no. Yeah, Sony are apparently rumoured to potentially, possibly, be bringing the release date forward of the PS5 by a week to be in line with the Americas.
See, I
doubt that just for England.
Oh, I doubt it.
Like, yeah. Why? Like, surely it's not. I mean, it'd be a big market, but big enough to do that?
I did doubt it myself as well. And then I went on Reddit and saw that people in Canada are already receiving their Xboxes a week early. So it might not be.
I don't think it's as far-fetched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might not necessarily be an intentional, oh, we're bringing the release forward, but the businesses not wanting to lose money might be starting to get things churning, maybe.
It could be like delivery. Like they've got to get out for delivery in time, and maybe some a bit potentially.
Yeah, I think obviously as well. I know that obviously we go into lockdown Thursday morning, so Game have been asking people to come in and pre-purchase. Say that again, sorry.
England goes into lockdown, and then we come up next week.
We're swapping.
Yeah,
but you've got to stay in your own country. So,
well, I could go to Scotland. Just go around on a boat.
Yeah, just like the long way.
The long way around. Yeah.
Just see you rowing up, right around that.
Let's go around England.
Yeah, but you know, I think the whole PlayStation 5 being released a week early is, I mean, it's not beyond the realms of belief, but. At the same time, you kind of think, well, if you could do that anyway, why aren't you?
I think people will get them early. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think they will officially land early.
No.
But I think people will get them early.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It'll be amazing if I can get it a bit early, you know, rather than having to wait two and a bit weeks.
I'll be annoyed.
Well, yeah, but you're relying on your your inter-release payday.
Yeah, because I get paid, my payday is the 15th of each month. So next week I actually get paid on the 13th because
the
15th is on a weekend. So that's me kitted out for the PlayStation. I get paid, ready to for Amazon to come and take the money.
Yep.
If it releases early, I'm gonna have to faff about moving money out.
But you would think though that they would tell you, wouldn't you, that it's going to be released early somewhere like Amazon, who pay, you know, you pay on dispatch. You would think they would say, oh, by the way, we've heard that you're getting your console early, whereas obviously I've already paid for mine, like, flat out and what have you.
That's the difference, isn't it? Because with Amazon they take the money when it dispatches. I've had an issue with Ubisoft this week. That should have been my bad thing, because that's wound me up. When they've taken my... I've ordered the Valhalla Collector's Edition.
Oh, God, they've taken it like 2 weeks in advance.
3 times! They've taken the money 3 times!
Jesus.
That's all of my money.
Bloody hell, that's ridiculous.
So, yeah, because I think that's out next week. I think that's out...
That's 19th, isn't it? No,
no, it'd be the 10th. I would have thought.
It's a launch title for the One X, yeah.
Yeah, Series X.
Sorry, Series X. I don't care about
Microsoft
it.
Microsoft don't know how to name stuff.
Oh God, the Xbox, WTF?
The next box.
Next box, okay. Yeah. That'd have been better. Why not? Why
yeah, so they've taken all my money, and I'm waiting for them to refund 2 lots of it.
Jesus.
But, yeah. So I'm going to be upset if Sony then release the PlayStation early, because I'll be like, I have no money. Charge Ubisoft.
Yeah, I cannot get any games apart from games on Game Pass.
I think the PlayStation 5 games land next week regardless, though. Interesting.
Yeah, the hardware and the peripherals and the games are all released on the 12th.
Yeah, I can read the box.
Yeah, I can look at the box, put it in my PlayStation 4 and go, no. Yeah. I mean, it's pointless me buying any discs anyway.
PlayStation 4.
Yeah, put it in your Wii. I'm not buying any physical games anyway.
Naughty!
Fighting Dree has dropped that follow. Thank you very much for the follow. Welcome to the TC Talks podcast. We will be talking about our backlogs imminently. But yeah, I mean, it would be great, and I would absolutely love it if the PlayStation 5 was released in line with the Americas. But you've got to start thinking, well, if they can do that by now, surely the people that, or the distribution and stuff like that, surely they've already received the consoles.
I think it would be, I don't know, I feel like they'd get negative
press. Oh my days, you're subscribing.
Because a lot of people who are self-employed or maybe get paid weekly, or people like myself that might get paid on a weird day, are then going to struggle.
Yeah. Aaron, thank you very much for dropping the sub with your Twitch Prime. That's amazing. Thank you very much. I feel sorry for the people that... So I've got a friend on Twitter, and he basically was told that if he didn't pre-purchase his Xbox Series S by tomorrow, he loses his pre-order.
Who's told him that?
That was from Game.
Why do people use Game?
I think it was.
I
used to work for them as well.
Yeah, this is like the Game Appreciation Society.
Non-appreciation Society.
For the greater good. Obviously he was relying on getting some cash through on Friday. I think it was his payday or something, and you know, he didn't have the money, so I came to his rescue and sort of loaned him the money so that he didn't lose his pre-order. But I think that's really harsh. It's really, obviously, if lockdown wasn't happening, he would have been able to just pay for it, like, as and when. You know? That explains the adverts. What?
Yeah, I didn't realize.
He's only just subscribed.
Yeah, I've just resubscribed. I didn't realize I was not subscribed. I've got there you go. So that makes sense. How am I seeing ads all of a sudden? Well, I would have been subscribed earlier.
But yeah, I think this whole lockdown and gaming and stuff, people are like really worrying about how they're going to get their console. And I mean, rightly so. I mean, if you were pre-ordered in store wanting to go and trade in your PS4 for money to go against it, you're now having to go in early and potentially be without a console for 2 weeks.
Yeah, which is a bit naff, really, isn't it?
I mean, it is if that's your only system.
Yeah. Because even if it's Xbox, that's still a week, you know, without whatever you're trading in.
Click and collect is still allowed, Tris, but you've still got to go in and pre-purchase it all and like pre-trade in everything. You can't go, they're not allowing you to go in on, like, say, the 19th with, you know, a bag full of old PlayStation 4 stuff. Literally, all you'll be doing is going, saying, I'm number 4, and they give you your bag for you to walk away with.
Yeah, again, I think I've seen some photos online of people doing that, so.
Is the Xbox the first one out on the 10th?
Yeah.
Yes. That's right, yeah. So even
Wales
for those,
comes out of the lockdown on the 9th. I think somebody wants their console in Wales.
Wales is sponsored by Microsoft. Yeah. Lockdown again on the 11th.
Yeah, probably.
So Aaron just said, Curries are letting you drive up, open the boot, get back in the car and drive off on the day to pick it up. Well, hopefully they shut your boot and put something in the boot. Just literally pull up, open your boot, get back in, drive off. Yeah, you get to your house, open the boot, and there's just a head. With a little note saying, dispose of this, and you can get your console. Yeah. I'd do it.
It's just weird that you go to a shop and buy stuff like that. Like, I just order online.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of the last time I pre-ordered anything from a physical location because I can't be bothered with people.
I pre-ordered my PS4 Pro from my local game. I pre-ordered my PS4 as well.
Yeah, I think I ordered my PS4 Pro from Smith's, but almost like a click and collect principle. So I ordered it and went, I'll just drive down, grabbed it, and then
yeah.
It was kind of a spare of the moment. Oh, they've got some in stock. I'll grab one.
Yeah, I remember picking up my PS4 Pro and then walking like back to the car park through Rochdale Town Centre, like with my keys. You remember when you used to put like a key between your knuckles? Pretend you were Wolverine. Yeah. No, just me? Okay. This was last week. I was walking through Rochdale Town Centre with that just in case somebody, you know, somebody tried to take my PlayStation, I would kill them. I literally would. I mean, not now, you can have it.
I think the only time I've ever been in a shop for a pre-ordered thing was when I worked at Game.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever been in a console like thing. Like last one would be the 360, the last time I worked in a game.
Yeah, so Tristan said, imagine 10 years ago, people would be sleeping outside game waiting for midnight release.
That happened.
It would.
That's just sad.
You used to get double time when you do the night one. So yeah. I was like, yes, please, especially being a student.
I always used that as well.
PS2 and PS and Xbox 360, you done. And yeah, it's just literally people queues around the corner, bonkers. Yes.
We did the Wii as well when I was there, and some big games as well, like I think GTA 4 when I worked there, and Halo 3 was a big one as well, because that was like the first Halo since...
I've done the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah, that was PS2 era.
That was the point where if you saw somebody that basically didn't look like the game, basically a parent, you had to get them to sign the receipt to say basically it was for them. And if they came back to say, oh, my kid can't have this, you'd be like, sorry. And we did that so many times, just refused, sorry.
Madness, isn't it?
Good game.
But anyway, let's move on to our feature.
Features
of the week. We're talking backlogs this week. I mean, Stu, I can't imagine you've got that much of a backlog.
I mean, I got lots of games. Lots of games.
I mean, I think the first thing is we need to define what we refer to as a backlog.
Yeah, like,
because like you say, I've got like a lot of games.
And I just end up being digital stamp collecting. That's why I've ended up. Same as like the Epic Games, every couple of weeks it gives you a free game. Yeah, sure, it's in my catalog to play, but will I play it? Probably not.
I think that's the key word there, though. You've got a catalog, and then you've got a backlog, I think.
Yeah.
You've got a whole bunch of games, especially on digital storefronts. Yeah, Game Pass, PS Plus, Steam, Epic, etc. And you've got them, you've collected them. Yeah, you've collected them. And you might play them at some point, you might dabble, but you're not that bothered.
Yeah.
But then you've got the chunk of those that form a backlog of games that you definitely want to play, and you will get round to. And you've got a nice little stack saying, oh, I'm going to play that at some point. And that, to me, is the backlog part.
So my backlog is essentially Rocket League. See, that's the only game that I ever feel like, you
hundreds.
Know.
Like, I have a game rotation.
No, you don't. You don't. Yeah, World of Warcraft, that's the rotation.
World of Warcraft and Rocket League.
WoW, Shadowlands, the Panda one.
Yeah, this quest I'm doing here. So I have World of Warcraft as my main, and if I want a break, I play some Rocket League.
Fair enough.
I did play that Phasmophobia.
I really enjoyed that.
That was good. Yeah.
Have you just dumped Crusader Kings now?
Yeah, I'm on World of Warcraft now. See, that's my game rotation. I've had a smash of a game for quite a while, and probably in about I'm hoping in a couple of months I break the WoW addiction. Probably won't.
No, you won't.
I probably won't look back into it. But I'm hoping I'll pick something else up and do the same, but I probably won't. WoW is it.
So you don't have anything in your catalogue of games that you think, oh, I want to play that, I'll get to that at some point?
No, not really. I just have a rotation of games I fancy playing. Three at most. Mm. I rotate till I get bored, and I end up picking, moving one out, putting another one in, that kind of thing I end up doing.
So you have what would be a digital multi-CD player?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much. So if we change the subject slightly away from games, on Netflix, do you have some stuff you've added to your watch list?
Yeah, the list. Yeah.
So that is that stuff you're actually going to watch, or is that you digitally stamp collecting on Netflix?
Do you know what?
To be fair, he's got a rotation. What? He's got a rotation.
See, that's
The Office and WoW documentaries
on there compared to games. Because depends if my wife wants to watch stuff. If it does, cool. Usually I get on watching it. If it's for me, yeah, it'll just end up being like my games if I'm just watching it.
So you have a backlog on Netflix. You understand a backlog.
Yeah, I understand. There's no game that I'm like, oh, I want to play this at some point. But I'm playing this and I'm like, I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
So I was just going to catch up on the chat quickly before we make a part. Game on Scorpio is currently working through Assassin's Creed Odyssey before Valhalla comes out. Tristan has bought games he's bought 3 years ago that are still wrapped in plastic.
Yep.
Good evening, Liam. The Shanimal has joined the chat. Tristan says Phasmophobia rules. I didn't realize you had a PC, Tristan. And then Aaron was saying he enjoyed that the other night. Apparently, yeah, he turned the lights off downstairs and ran upstairs to bed.
Yeah, I need to grab that myself.
I played that when Joe was doing nights on Friday, thinking, oh, it's fine. And I left the door open and the cat came in. Ah, my Jesus. Keep the cat up, shut the door. I was like, guys, I'm doing one more because I just had me. And then all night I was like, I'm not looking out the window. Not looking out the way. Like, I just had that. Because I was on my own, so I wound myself up all night. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I enjoyed it. It is a really good game. I'm not playing it in VR, though. I mean, I might give it a go, just to say I've played it in VR.
It's scary, apparently.
But
Callum played it in VR.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
He said it was... But it's good, but
you're desensitized.
Like...
See, I might play it in this thing.
The big blurry thing.
Yeah,
I just had an ad again. Thanks, ooh. Twitch.
What is that? Is that the Quest?
It's the Quest case, yeah. Yeah, it's the Quest case. Ads again.
Yeah, I do
want
that game.
Feel like a backlog as well is quite single player focused.
No, because I want Squadrons. Squadrons is on my backlog, technically. I just don't own it yet.
Yeah. See, I don't necessarily have a backlog because I don't play, like, I don't get invested in games and think, oh, I need to finish that. Like, Tristan's just said, and Game on Scorpio, I've just put two games, and in fairness, three games there. Last of Us 2, Witcher 3, Red Dead 2. They're all games I've started. Ghost of Tsushima. They're all games I've started, but I have no intention, really, of going back to them. I think that's the key. That's another one, like you were saying about, like, you know, the catalogue and the backlog and so forth, that you have... For something to be a backlog, I guess you need to have the intention that you're like, right, I'm going to go back to that one day.
I did that with Red Dead Online. I hit it hard when I came out. Then I got to a point where I couldn't play no more. Then they had the big patch of updates, so I went back for like a month. And then that came out of the rotation, something else came out, I haven't gone back to it. Maybe if I would have updated, I'd go back. But yeah.
I mean, I'm tempted to try The Witcher 3 when the PS5 update drops. I mean, it'd be silly not to give it a try just to see how it performs and looks.
Yeah, due around March, I think. See, I have a mega backlog.
I'm not surprised.
I'm like the opposite.
I mean, you've got a mega backlog of articles to write as well.
I do. I've got loads to write.
And I just keep adding to it.
Yeah, you do. You're like, get that article done. Here's another game.
Yeah. Do you want this game? Yeah, but in fairness, you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want this game? Yeah, right.
I have to play stuff in order as well. So I have Witcher 3, and I bought Witcher 3 on launch. And I bought it with a statue, so I spent a lot of money on it. But I'm still only halfway through Witcher 2. So I haven't been able to start it, because by the time I've done that, I'll probably think, well, there's no point playing Witcher 2 now, because this other one's better. And then, especially with that, I think there's obviously a store. Like, you can probably play them individually, but, you know, Geralt's in all of it, and there's a big overarching story and things like that. I've got the new Assassin's Creed on order with a statue. I'm still on Unity.
Three times.
Yeah, paid for it a million times. But yeah, I'm still on Unity. So I'm like halfway through the franchise.
Yeah, see, I have all of those games, and I just have no interest in playing them.
They would have cost you money as well.
So all of them, a lot of them were given away not last Christmas, the Christmas before. Like, most of the games were on Ubisoft launcher. They're like an anniversary thing. And then I had a humble bundle with some stuff. And up until, is it Odyssey the last one?
Yes.
Whatever the one before that was. I had
Origins.
Origins, yeah, there you go.
Oranges. Assassin's Creed Oranges.
Yeah. The single player, I'm like,
some of them have multiplayer.
Yeah, but the multiplayers are never like story multiplayer, though.
No, it's more just skirmishes and...
Yeah, that's see, for fun. Me...
I could make up the story myself. I'm not bothered with the story.
I've heard some of your stories.
I know, yeah.
But,
it's just like Sea of Thieves. It's no story as such. You make your own adventure, and I prefer doing that. Making my own adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're quite right, I think, to an extent, though, with backlogs being primarily single player, because it tends to be a narrative that's holding me back. Like, Witcher 3, you can probably play by itself without playing the other two. But I've got Witcher 2, so I might as well play that first and then play Witcher 3. It's one of the reasons I'm quietly looking forward to Cyberpunk when that eventually lands in the year 2077, because I'll get to...
But by just, that time, you've finished all your backlog.
Now I'm just going to jump on Cyberpunk, even if I'm halfway through anything else, to stop it becoming, I've not played the first five Cyberpunks. Cyberpunk 6. So I'm going to try and prevent that with that one, because they're meant to be really good games, the Witcher games.
Yeah, I bought the Witcher 3 with the full intention of giving it a go, and then remembered I don't play single-player games.
Yeah,
I like single-player.
Yeah. I'm getting there with the single player stuff. I like the social side of things.
Yeah,
you know, I don't like people. Well, we know that. I mean, you know, which is why Dying Light has been my game of like the generation, because you can play through. It is, but you can play through the whole campaign, co-op, with up to four people.
See, I like that idea.
Yeah,
that's why I liked Sniper Elite. Sometimes I played it with one of the boys, and that was fun because I was with someone.
He doesn't want to tell his name. Doesn't want to say
his name.
Is
that why?
Callum, it is.
Well,
Callum.
Yeah, I know who it was, but
you know.
Yeah,
of course, I do know Callum. So,
is that why you're a big Halo fan?
Not him. And I have tried whatever. What was the, not the latest one that dropped on Game Pass, but the one before it. Reach?
Oh, Halo Reach.
Yeah.
Callum got me to play that. Lasted 20 minutes and it was garbage.
Quite an old game to be.
Yeah, and it is really showing his age. Like, I feel like when I was playing, I was like, I would have to appreciate when it first came out.
Yeah, because I played that just, I think it was this year even, I played it.
Yeah, that's what we played it this year.
Yeah, so I played it just for the story, because I've played all of them apart from that one. I'm not a big Halo fan, but I quite enjoy them.
I'm looking forward to Halo Infinite.
Yeah, I think
I
that
want them
one
to release it with those 360 graphics that they've been showing off.
Yeah, the weird graphics where sometimes it looks really pretty and then the rest of the time it looks like Lego.
Meep, 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 meep. Yeah.
Yes, but, I like co-op games. I love Sniper League. That was brilliant with another person. So Dying Light, you can have up to four players in.
Dying Light is amazing. I love it. Absolutely love it. I can't say, like, I've literally got nothing bad to say about it.
I prefer Dead Island.
Yeah, see, I was never a Dead Island fan.
See, I do like games.
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising was
single player, wasn't it? Dead Rising.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one. So I for the bit, and I got bored.
But yeah, I've got I've got quite a few games in the old backlog. It's one of the reasons, funny enough, I took up streaming, because it helped me go, right, here's a pile of games that are, you know, 10 to 20 hour long games. They'll make nice little streaming series, and it'll encourage me to actually get through them and tick them off.
Yeah.
The larger stuff still ends up sat there doing nothing. Like, one of the reasons why I will probably never actually get round to playing The Witcher is because it's 300 hours long.
Yeah. Yeah.
All by yourself.
I mean, that's just the tutorial as well.
That's just teaching you how to fight.
Yeah, that's just the intro sequence. Yeah.
But other games, like in that 300 hours, I could complete 20 much smaller games and have probably just as much fun and find some new stuff I've never seen before and all that. So yeah, I've got a mega backlog, but
it's
admittedly
getting that balance,
some of
isn't it?
I'll never get to, if we're honest. I never will. Yeah. That's fine.
No, that's it.
But I'm still playing stuff from 360.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played this year Splinter Cell Blacklist.
There you go. I'm still making my way through Watch Dogs Legion. That's the extent of my backlog.
So last week.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, no, that's how much in the present I am. You know. Oh, we have a raid for the final few minutes. Count Coggins and Frank and Pim. How are you? Welcome. Thank you very much for the raid, and welcome to TC Talks podcast with Jamond, who you know. And Stewpot. Are we talking about backlogs this evening? And Jay has admitted that he has a rather large backlog. I have recommended medication. Yeah. But
in fact, on their channel, because I was watching their channel before jumping on here, Frank and Pim has been playing Remothered, which was a game we reviewed recently.
Very nice. Yes. So the new one, the porcelain, whatever it's called.
Broken porcelain, something like that.
Yeah. Have we? Did we actually post out a review for that?
I thought we did.
Was it in process?
I'm not sure.
It was appended. Last time I looked.
Let me just check.
Looks all right. Looks all right, that one.
Yeah, it's. I think Brian is reviewing that one.
He's working on it. Because I remember saying I wanted to review it, and it got snatched away.
Yeah, but you know, you can't afford to add anything else to your review list.
No, I've got too much.
You know, and like I say, I keep adding to it. You know, broken porcelain sounds like something else you might need medication for. It does. Yeah, it definitely. I mean, I'm not really sure what the porcelain would be, but. I mean, broken porcelain? Sounds like a toilet problem.
Yeah, well, too much backlog there.
you've unleashed your backlog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay, that's Jay next week when he has the broken porcelain. It's bloody jank, that game.
I think we're on review duty, don't we?
wasn't it the first one that we reviewed of Remothered, where the reviewer, I can't remember who reviewed it now, but they complained that everyone just looked sweaty.
Maybe that kind of rings a bell, actually.
Yeah, I think that they just because they did it on the Switch or something like that, and the Switch version was just like, yeah, like the there was an old guy in it, and he just had like this layer of moisture.
It's that was a trait of the old Unreal engines. Everything used to look wet.
Yeah.
Because they used to add shine to everything, because that was the latest thing they could do.
Yeah.
Like Unreal Engine 3 era, where it was everything was just shine.
Increased sweat.
Yeah.
Although, you know, next generation sweat is going to look very good on the basketball games.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It's all the same texture, though.
It is, yeah. It's all the same shape. But
I'm sure I'll get to Remothered once I reach that point in my backlog.
Well, I mean, how's Pikmin?
Actually, funnily enough, right?
Yeah.
I still have a sealed copy of Pikmin 3 on my Wii U.
Wow.
That's probably worth some money, actually.
Like what? £2.
I was going to say, yeah.
Well, I sold my Zelda ad for the Wii U for £10 more than I bought it for. I actually sold it for £60.
Wow. Do you know what's more impressive?
That I had it for the Wii U.
that you even had a Wii U.
I did, yeah. I know. I did have one. I only played
Mr. PCMR himself.
Your anti-console rhetoric just doesn't had it fit with Nintendo, Kart, does it? To be
honest. No, the thing is with Nintendo, I feel they're like the Converse All-Star, right? Like, Converse All-Stars, well, bear with me a minute.
They're classics.
They're classics, but you could be a metal fan, a hip-hop, doesn't matter what fan of any genre, of any music, or anywhere you are, Converse All-Star, everybody's like, hats off to you. And I feel like Nintendo's the same for gaming. Doesn't matter where you're at, you're like, oh, you Nintendo, you, I like you. You know, it doesn't matter where you are, you just got appreciation for the Nintendo exclusive games, I guess, like Mario Kart and stuff like that.
So you're Will Smith in iRobot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
I like how Stu turns on a dime. Like, you know, one minute he's like, oh yeah, PC's the only way, consoles suck. Yeah. And he's like, oh yeah, I loved it. I had a Wii U.
I can't stand consoles. Oh, the Switch 2, is it?
Yeah. Ah, it's like, pre-order that one.
There's a little soft spot in my heart for Nintendo. What can I say?
And they will exploit it over and over again.
Oh yeah, I know. And I don't even own a physical game on the Switch either, so that's even worse for me, probably.
Still digital only.
Yeah, well, it's only because they've been cheaper than buying a physical copy of the games I've been after the time. Yeah, like they've actually been cheaper. So it's like, oh well, I go wherever the cheapest is.
See, that's another console that I've got a backlog on because of those sales. I end up buying a few things I like the look of.
Yeah,
they're installed.
It has got quite a few of those little Steam indie games popping up now and then.
Yeah.
Which kind of suit the Switch.
Yeah.
Although, you know, if you're going to buy something on Steam against you, make sure you just buy it on your own account.
Yeah, I know. Hey, well, you've got it now as well, so, yeah.
I know. It just made me laugh. Oh, yeah, there's £15 on our Steam account. Buy it. Oh, okay. I've just put £10 on and bought it.
You played out as well, so good.
You got it though, I gifted it to you. Technically mine was a nicer purchase. I gifted it to you.
Well, I had a discount on the Steam card, right?
Oh dear. But yeah, so we have just hit the hour mark for the podcast. And we were talking about backlogs, and I think we probably, unless either of you guys have got something fantastically mind-blowing to say, we can probably...
I don't really have a backlog as such, I just have a patient.
Yeah, so you have a rotation. Jay has the biggest backlog.
I have a perpetual backlog that will never get cleared.
Yeah, and I don't.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't even have a rotation.
I don't even have a rotation.
Do you even game?
Not really. Sometimes I go online, I get into like a chat party with Nath, and I'm like, what do you want to play? And he's like, I don't know, what do you want to play? I'm like, I don't know, what do you want to play? And he's like, I don't know, what do you want to play? I'm like, I don't know, what do you want to play?
And like, that could be like one game installed, so just play that.
Oh, I definitely have more than one game installed. But we always end up going on Rocket League.
It's a good game.
Yes, classic.
I mean, obviously, Stu has experienced the skill set that we possess.
Hey, it was good. Except you're not very nice in chat. Not very PC. I'm like, what? GG every game. We lose, draw, don't matter. GG. Oh, don't put GG in it. We lost. It's all right.
You put nice shot when anybody has a shot.
Because it was a good, nice shot.
Who does that? Who does that? Nobody. Nobody,
yeah. I say, what a save legitimately when it is a good save, not whenever you miss
No, what a save is used for when someone tries to save the ball and misses by miles.
No, that's just...
All of those chat are basically meant in sarcasm.
No, it's meant for cheering people on and giving good spirits.
What's your feels on this?
My issue with the Rocket League chat, because I always play it with a pad... And I always forget, like, up is this one and left's that one. And so someone will take a nice shot and I'll usually go, oh, it's mine.
Got it. Yeah.
I've got it. Something like that. It'll just be something. I'm defending.
Nice shot. Whoops.
Yeah, someone will have just scored and I'll be like,
no problem.
Defending. Yeah. I won't know what's going on. So I just. Yeah. Spit out nonsense in that game, yeah, to be honest. Yeah. 'Cause I forget.
I have the standard ones, so I know where they are. Left down, what a save. Left up, nice shot. Left, great pass. Yeah.
See, I like Rocket League. I just only play it now and again. So by the time I get around to playing it again,
you've I'll forgotten just be
like, oh, yeah, you can talk.
I remember.
That's about it. I like the one that makes it look like you've sworn.
Yeah. That's upright on mine.
Yeah. Just makes loads of little symbols, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like that. That's how I imagine the people on the other end of the thing is. Although my favourite one is literally the people that leave and forfeit with like 3 seconds left.
Yes, that should be a topic for a future podcast. People that quit out of online games.
Ooh, rage quits. Ooh, worst losers. Yeah. I mean, we get it on FIFA when we play pro clubs. You know, if you go like 3-0 up really early. This is Rocket League without the cars, Jay. And, you know, Jay's out. Jay's like zoomed. Yeah.
Is that scripted? Or was that not scripted, that side of it?
Pro clubs. Oh, it's all scripted. Yeah. Everything to do with FIFA is scripted. Yeah. Sooner you accept it, the sooner the better.
Even the loot boxes.
Yeah, the loot boxes are scripted.
They're very scripted.
But anyways, guys, once again, as always, thank you very much for joining me this evening. The terrible trio, I mean, we could be called the Fantastic Three.
We definitely need to bring back a fourth.
We do. I stare at Pikachu crying throughout this whole podcast, and I feel like crying myself.
GG.
No, it's not GG, all right?
Nice shot.
Jeez. Yeah, nice shot.
I've got it.
What say?
Close one.
Close one. I use close one. And then go, no. We will get a fourth back to replace Pikachu.
We'll have to dig deep in our team.
I don't think we'll have to dig deep. There's been lots of interest, lots of interested parties. Are you right, Stu? Who are you talking to?
It was interest, really. Anyway.
So Stu is now on day 4 of lack of medication.
I know, yeah.
It might be two crying Pikachus next week.
There might be, yeah. And Stu will come and be like...
He'll be staring at the camera. Pikachu crying. I'm here.
All right, boyo. You want to listen to a podcast?
Thunderbolt, is it?
Don't go to Newport. Custard slices.
Lot of dust there.
He'll be sat really close to the camera as well. Just like...
Oh, dear. It's funny, but it's probably true. Either that, or he'll go without medication for so long, he will buy an Xbox next week.
Yeah, well, no, he's bad then.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always had a soft spot for Xbox.
I mean, really,
unlike
you should.
That bloody Nintendo.
You just see this broken Nintendo behind him on a shelf, snapped in half.
Because he sold his,
sold his turnips at the wrong moment.
Yeah, I haven't been on
Animal Crossing since about March. I think I played it solidly for the first month of lockdown when it first came out.
Similar.
Yeah, and then it just lost all appeal to me because the only thing that I had to do was get my island to a 5-star island, and I was just like, nah, so I can't be bothered with that.
My issue was Red, when they introduced Red.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wasn't there every day, and then when he sometimes did show up, he'd have stuff that was no good anyway. So I was like, well, this is going to take too long, and I just quit.
That's just like a glorified loot box.
Yeah, it's just artificially sort of lengthening the game, isn't it, without actually having any gameplay. It's just, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like... Yeah. Mm.
Sounds like fun. But anyway, guys, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. And... this will hopefully go out onto all of the podcasting apps by the end of this week. We'll see. I will remember to remind Stu that it gets exported.
Because I did it last time.
Animal Crossing is garbage. That's it. This is how I know, Jay. This is how I read that. Animal Crossing is garbage. I played it for a week, then gave away all my stuff. Story of Seasons, Friends of Mineral Town. That's how it's coming across.
Is Story of Seasons, Friends of Mineral Town a mobile app?
Switch.
What am I thinking of that? It's probably something.
Is that like a bit more thing? That's how it's up to this. See, exactly. So anyway, thank you very much for joining. We will be back next week. Oh, just punched my microphone. Sorry, microphone.
There you
go. I'll kiss it afterwards. It's fine. It will be fine. We'll be fine for next week. And we'll be back next week with another subject for your listening enjoyment. And hopefully, actually, next week, will you be here, Jay? Or will you be like elbows deep in a 1X?
Well, depending on when it arrives... I will be streaming next Tuesday just to show it off, you know, see if some of these things that they're claiming actually work, like quick resume and things like that. But obviously it's subject to patches and whatever else that always happens.
How about this? Why don't you host next week and we all jump in a Discord chat and chat to you whilst you're doing it?
Ooh, let's do something like that. Let's do something like that sorted.
I think that'll be worthwhile.
Yeah, it's subject to if it arrives early enough and patches quickly enough.
Yeah, for sure.
If not, we'll do a podcast where I'm just whinging that it's taking too long to update.
We'll do a podcast with you like this.
Yeah. Checking my watch every so often. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to leave now.
I'm on call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, guys. Thank you, Stu and Jay. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. Thank you for everybody in the chat for getting our numbers so high and dropping that raid as well. That's massively appreciated. Subs from Aaron and Stu Pot as well. And we will see you again next week. So, guys, take care from me.
Bye.
Bye.